Pastor Kripal Singh.
Physical body is a golden opportunity that has been afforded to us by God. It is next to God. It is meant for some purpose which cannot be achieved in any form of the body, not in any form of the creation. And what is that? That we can go back to our true Father. This is a privilege that we can have only in man body and no other. So God is there in every heart, and we, our souls are of the same essence as that of God. Who can know God? God cannot be known by the outward faculties, our mind, our intellect. It is soul alone can know God, because it has the same essence as that of God. Like knows the like. But we are under the control of mind, mind is the control of the outgoing faculties, and outgoing faculties are drawn like anything to the outer enjoyments. So we are identified with the man body and outer world so much so that we cannot differentiate ourselves. It is a golden opportunity that is afforded to us, so that in this period we may have our steps back to God. So it is we who have to go back to God, not this man body. Man body will be left here. This is the first companion that came along with us when we entered the world. But when we go, it does not go along with us. So all masters said, man know thyself, who you are, what you are. We are not the man body, we have the man body. We are not the intellect, we have the intellect, but we are conscious entities. It is we who are living the whole man body. So, to know ourselves first, to rise above the outgoing faculties of mind and intellect for a while. And this is what is meant by meditation. Meditation means withdrawing our attention, which is the outward expression of soul, from all outside and from the body below, come up to the seat of the soul in the body, which is at the back of the eyes, where the man dying, you see, his eyes are upturned. And there, when he withdraws all from outside and from the body below, he knows he is a conscious entity. Then he is able to see God into expression power, not the worldly state, but the world. Thy world is a lamp unto my feet and light on my path. So when you rise above there, your single eye is open to see the light of God. This is a practical question. So meditation means that. So how to withdraw from outside and from the body below? Come up to the seat of the soul in the body, which is at the back of the eyes. That is sort of rehearsal of death. You know how to rise above body consciousness daily, as St. Paul said, I die daily. Then you know yourself and the know the old self which is keeping you in the body. The outer expression of which is light, as well as sound, voice of God. So, you follow my point? Meditation, what does meditation mean? Withdrawing your attention from all outside for a while, and also from the body below. Arrive at your attention there, from where you live the whole body. So that illumining power is us, our own self. Just a bulb is the hall. It is at one place and gives light, enlightens the whole room. Similar, the bulb of our soul is at back the eyes. From there it illumines the whole body. This is mystery of death. Now, just to have a practical experience of it, just follow, please, as I say, God will give you something. It's a matter of practical self-analysis, rising above body consciousness. So sit in any pose most convenient to you. Don't touch one another. So if one man moves, the other may not be disturbed. That's the only purpose. Sit in any pose most convenient to you, in which you can sit longer. But one thing which is to be guarded against is you should have no tension in any part of your body. Sit quiet, relaxed, but straight. Quite opposite to the yoga postures. They sit tight there. So sit in any pose most convenient to you, in which you can sit longer. Mind that there should be no tension in any part of the body. Sit quiet, relaxed, but straight. Once you adopt any pose, don't change, please. Let your physical body be still. Close your eyes. Forget the world outside for a while. Or withdraw your attention from all outside for a while. Don't pay any attention to what is going on in your body below. Go on doing it. Close your eyes. Forget the world outside for a while. Also, forget the body below. Pay no attention to what is going on in the body below. What you should do, when you close these eyes of flesh and bones, they do not work, they do not see. But still you see some darkness in front of you. That's the inner eye, or the third eye, or the single eye, with which you see that darkness in front of you. So with the inner eye, fix your gaze at the seat of the soul at the back of the eyes, where man dying, his eyes are upturned, that the seat of the soul in the body. But if you do that, there may be some tension. So when you see the darkness in front of you, just to avoid tension, just look into the middle of the darkness lying in front of you, outside, opposite to your eyebrows. Look continuously, intently, minutely to find out of what is in there. You are not to visualize anything, not premeditate anything. Simply go on looking constantly, intently, minutely, penetrating to find out what is in there. Fix your gaze. Have the sweet memories of God mentally, not with the word of mouth or gullet or heart. Those who have been initiated, they may use the charge words. Others have the sweet memories of God mentally at intervals, not quick succession. It will continue like that for sometimes short period, say 15-20 minutes, your whole attention will be riveted there. When all it is arrived to there, you forget the world outside and the body below. And you'll find that darkness will descend and light will spout forth. You find light coming up. Again, don't look to the whole of the light in front of you, but look into the middle thereof. That light will grow bright and burst to give you sky further. Sometimes sky comes up at the very outside. Whenever it comes, look minutely to find out what is in there. You'll find stars. All masters are up to it. Then locate the big star out of that, with Abraham, Tulsi, Guru Nanak, and all of the saints are referred to it. If you locate the big star, then divert your whole attention into the middle of the big star in front of you. That will open, you will cross it. The moon may come up. If it comes, look into the middle of it. Intently, minutely, penetratingly, that will go bite and burst into pieces. You will cross it, as Father Prophet Muhammad did it. There, God will appear to you in some form, He is working. If any form comes up, just look. Absorb your whole attention to Him so much so that you forget yourself. You have dealt receptivity, He will talk to you. This is Christ power, God power, or Guru power, which never leaves you till the end of the world. So continue looking constantly without break. And don't leave unless you ask to leave.